All right.
We're good.
You just wanted me to press the button so I could get up and sit back down and then grunt.
Well, you look
say
like,
hi, Jordan.
Hi.
We're at Jordan's house.
You look like you're about to fall asleep.
I'm not falling
so
asleep,
I
man.
Had to get you to get up and
dude,
do something.
Look at how I'm sitting right now.
Like you're chilling too
I am
hard.
Chilling.
Again.
I don't know why you're so offended by my chill.
Okay. Think about the different natural disasters in the world. Which one would you like? And it has to be like the worst version of it. Which one do you would you want? Would not want, but which one do you think you could handle the best? Or survive, if you were like, you know, not counting hurricanes.
Volcano?
You think that could, that really?
Probably.
That'd be a scary one, man. Like ash falls from the sky. You can't even fucking see. And then there's lava that could be falling down. I think you got this all wrong, dude.
Well, you obviously have one in mind because you asked.
No, I don't actually. I did this completely.
Well, tornadoes are terrifying.
Wait, okay. Tornadoes are terrifying, but I think volcanoes definitely win in the terrifying sector.
No, because I can see where the volcano is. It's not moving, and I can run away or drive away from a volcano.
Yeah, but it's dropping lava out of the sky.
Yeah, but not for the entire planet. There's like a fucking radius of like the blast.
Wait. The twister or the tornado
is
can
moving.
Only go so far before it whittles out.
Yeah, but it like can suck you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can throw shit at you.
I don't know, man. I think... yeah, volcano is a weird one. I wasn't even thinking about volcanoes.
Yeah.
What about... Okay.
What else? Come on, give me the other
earthquake's
ones.
Earthquake's pretty scary.
Earthquakes
but,
are...
But I'm talking about like a bad one. A really bad
yeah,
one.
I mean, earthquakes are scary, but also that seems pretty easy to avoid dying in.
Really?
If you just aren't in a building and not on like a landslide area.
You could get like brain damage from being shook too hard.
That's not... I'm not a baby. I'm a grown man, Jordan. I'm too old to get fucking... I'm not going to get like SIDS. I'm not going to get shooken fucking
you know
mortgage
what?
Haver syndrome.
I bet if you're on a what's a stick thing? Pongo stick? What's that?
A pogo stick.
Yo, I bet you if you
get
just
out the pogo sticks. Bro.
I bet you if you're just standing on a pogo stick and it's earthquaking, like you might be able, like the shocks should be able to like.
So you think that you could survive an earthquake better if you were on like
on
a sick
stick.
ATV that has like cool shocks
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, actually, probably.
If you okay, we're gonna earthquake proof California by just moving the entire state onto a trampoline.
Everyone gets a four wheeler or whatever the fuck it is.
I bet you could win governor of California if you're like state mandated.
I could ATVs. Definitely win governor of California.
State mandated dune buggies for everyone.
Yeah, dude. Easily.
What about like a comet would be really scary.
Comet?
Like an asteroid?
Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Ugh.
That one...
That killed all the goddamn dinosaurs.
That one, you're just saying, okay, it's over.
Wildfire would be terrifying.
Ooh, and have you seen the videos of like the people driving through a forest and like they're actually accidentally caught in?
Yeah.
Because they just didn't realize that it could spread so fast.
Yeah, dude.
That shit is scary
just,
as
like,
fuck,
walls
dude.
Of fire all around
and then
you.
The trees fall. Oh my yeah. God. Ooh-wee.
That one would be fucked up.
And then you just cook to death.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
A whirlpool would be pretty scary, too.
I don't
like
believe
a maelstrom.
A whirlpool?
Yeah.
I don't think those actually happen.
They do happen. It'd be like, scary. Like a bit, like a tsunami would also be fucked up.
Yeah. But
that also is another one where, like, if you know that it's coming, you can kind of just, like, run away.
I don't know, man.
Like, you won't get killed by the initial, like, smacking of the wave.
Yeah. Here's how stupid I am. Diseases
from, like, the water after.
Here's how stupid I am. You know, like, Tomorrow Never Dies. Not Tomorrow Never Dies. What's the one that's, like...
Keep on Trying.
Like, the end of the world's happening? What is that?
The Day After Tomorrow?
The Day After Tomorrow. I always, like, watch those things, and, like, when the giant wave's coming, I was like, why doesn't... Why don't they just go up to the top of a building with a surfboard and wait until exactly when that wave hits and then jump into the water with your surfboard?
Honestly, why don't they just point break the shit out of that wave?
That's how stupid I was as a kid. I literally was that's like, not I stupid, could totally awesome. Survive that shit.
What a creative young mind you have.
Or when the water's coming at you and it's got it's a giant wall, why don't you just jump into the water with a scuba dive suit? You're good to go, man. You know what I mean?
I'm not a marine biologist, but I don't know if that one works as well as just surfing for your life.
Yeah.
Just cowabunga or else. Cowabunga or death.
Yeah.
Give me cowabunga or give me death.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Also, I remember being like, oh my God, they caught a tsunami on tape, and then looking it up and being like, oh, it's not a big ass wave like in those movies, you know, and I'd be very upset because it's usually not like a giant wave. It's like a lump that just like shows up and then all of a sudden there's water everywhere and you're like, ah,
yeah, it's just like a it's really
scary, but I'm like
fast moving surge. It's like a really intense current of water.
But in Hollywood movies, they sell it as a giant.
Yeah.
Wall.
No, there's no like 400-foot wave that's just going to come crash down on Hawaii. It's more so just like 5 feet of water that just rush through everything.
Yeah, really fast.
Really and, like, fast takes and cars just sweep out. Stuff away and then you're just stuck in like...
And it's my worst nightmare.
In like dick height water for like weeks and weeks.
And there's cars in it, so I can't even handle that because of my fear of metal and water.
That's such a weird fear.
Yeah.
You want to hear something funny that happened in my neighborhood the other day?
What happened?
So I guess there was a construction happening on the power lines and they like knocked the power out or whatever, but it was like really early. It was like,
so you didn't even notice it.
Oh, I noticed it because it happened at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And then, so I got woken up by my neighbor going out on his porch and just yelling to no one in particular. Hey, are y'all powered out too? Do you guys not have power? Just screaming this, right?
Yeah.
And then having a bunch of my other neighbors then open up their windows or go outside, and they also just started yelling, yeah, I don't have any power. Hey, do y'all have power down there?
We're out over here too.
Literally, that's what it was. My entire neighborhood just started yelling at each other about if they had power or not.
Yeah.
Starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it went on for like 3 hours. Just people yelling up and down the street and like around the corners and stuff, and just walking around my neighborhood just like,
Jane, you got power yet?
Yeah, literally just all that kind of shit. It was fucking nuts. It was so funny. And like, I got to work and immediately my boss was like, yeah, I rode my bike through your neighborhood to come into work today and I heard all your neighbors yelling about the power being out. And I was like, yeah, man, it's...
You know, but here's the thing. A lot of those people, like, they don't have a lot of events happening in their life. So that's, you know, it could be...
It was a very lively day. It was great.
Think about all the work you got to do to... Like, you got to go around and, like, turn the clocks to the correct shit, you know? Like, that sucks. That's what I hate about power outages, is going around to the different clocks. And then if you miss one and you don't notice it, and then later on you're like, what the fuck, it's 3 a.m. when really it's like 12, you know? Those always give me the big shocks. Those like when you
that's what really gets you. That's what really fucking,
you know how many times I've you know, it doesn't happen very often anymore.
You start having existential crisis. What is time? What time is it?
Yeah. Well, because you think you're late for work or whatever. Now, granted, it hasn't happened for a while because our phones are now completely synced up to the world. So it's like literally impossible for that to happen with our phones, at least. But you know, you have that like that scary 1 second thought when you look at the fucking oven clock, you know? They shouldn't even have clocks on other appliances anymore.
Only on your phone?
Only on the phone.
I know a lot of people who don't change their clock in their car during daylight savings.
So they can just do math in their head, like, oh, yeah, it's just this minus one.
It's
like,
it's correct for half the year and then off the other half of the year. Yeah,
that used to be me, dude.
Dude, that shit, like, legitimately, so like, it, like, makes my teeth hurt, like, yeah, when I see that shit.
Yeah, because every once in a while you'll get someone that comes into your car and you're like, wait, is it, you know, and then they freak out for a second, you know?
Yeah, it drives me fucking insane.
Yeah, that used to be me. Button. I've definitely changed my ways. I've leveled up in the adult world, and now I change my clock.
That's good. I'm glad that
I did it the other day, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do other adult shit? Do you do Duolingo? Yeah.
What's that?
The language learning app.
No, dude. I'm never going to learn a language. I've tried to learn Japanese, and like, it was fun and all, but like, I come to terms with the fact that, you know, I've learned about all I can about words. Like,
I've learned every word I'm going to know.
You know me, I have trouble with everything, English.
With anything.
What did I fuck up just now? Tobogos.
What?
Ping pongs.
Did you call them tobogos?
I already forgot.
A pogo stick.
Pogo stick. Why is that so difficult?
I don't know. You know, the toboingo, the tapioca, the tabango. That rules. No, Pogo. I started doing Duolingo like 2 weeks ago. It's fucking tight.
What are you trying to learn?
I'm doing Swedish.
What the fuck? Why? Because you're Viking? Is that where you're from?
Mm-hmm.
Sweeterland?
Yep, that's what it's called. Sweeterland.
Isn't that basically just German, though?
No.
So those are the ones that have like the weird dots above the U's and mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah, they got all that shit. It's fun. Like I started doing it. Like the ads totally got me where they're like,
yeah,
where it's like, hey man, instead of just doom scrolling, why don't you fucking learn?
I'm a big fan of getting got by ads, I gotta say.
No, we cannot get into how susceptible you are to advertising, Jordan. It legitimately is like alarming. Like how we will just be talking and then you'll be like, yeah, I really want this car. I saw it in a commercial and I'm obsessed with it. And then the next time I see you, you're just like, yeah, I want this different car because I saw a commercial. That happened the last time we were in a car together. I'm pretty sure that happened. Where like cars were passing us on the road. And you're like, oh, what's that? I want that car.
Yeah. And then I would get it.
Oh, that car looks cool. And then you like,
I can't afford it. So yeah, I traded
like,
in.
Tried to get it. You had it for like a week. Dude, that was so tight. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it happens to me very easily, dude.
No, I kind of almost pulled a Jordan. I found all these like history and like learning apps.
Yeah.
Cause like at my job, like when I'm not driving, I'm just kind of like twiddling my thumbs. And so I'm just like on my phone. And I kind of felt not guilty, but you know, like one of those fucking ads came up where it's like, you know, advertising, like be more productive with your time. And I was like, oh, okay. And I tried to use all these like learning apps and like history today, you know what I mean? Like that kind of horse shit.
Yeah.
But like none of them are free.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh man, like I kind of, it'd be cool to like learn or whatever. And so that's why I do the Duolingo thing. Like it's like 5 minutes and they it's like a game basically.
Like little fish.
No, it's like, you just like pressing buttons to make sentences and
have you learned
stuff.
Anything in Switzerland?
Yeah.
Swedish land?
Jesus Christ. I think I have.
But I do get those countries confused like a motherfucker.
That's crazy because they're very different places.
Right, I know. I know this. But it's because there's like S's cultures. And W's and shit.
That's true. They're sex workers.
Yeah.
But no, I thought you would find it interesting that you're not the only one who's learning around here, Jordan.
Wait, what else am I? What am I learning?
I don't know. You're the smart guy. You're the one who's always
not the smart guy, dude. Mr. We already
non-fiction.
Went over this,
Mr. Nonfiction over here.
It is hard for me to read a fiction book, I gotta say.
Really?
Yeah.
It's tough. I prefer fiction and nonfiction.
I feel like I'm wasting. Like I always go. I might as well just watch a movie. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. Dune was the last nonfiction book that I actually like got through. So that tells you it was a while ago too.
Damn. No, it was a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you about this, this character that I've realized is a part of my life now at work.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a guy, there's a fucking dude who hangs out in the men's bathroom at the Montgomery County Circuit Court. And he hangs out in the bathroom because I have to go there for work all the time. And right. So I'll go in there and it's like I'm driving to Montgomery County from Baltimore, from wherever. So I go to the bathroom and shit. And there's just this fucking dude in there. And he is so funny. He's just like this tiny little fucking super effeminate, like Jewish guy. And he uses the bathroom as like a weird office. And so he just paces around the urinals and like leans on the urinal dividers and talks really loud on his cell phone.
What's going on there?
But he is always on the phone. And it is
he
just, home?
Is he on like an unhoused guy? No, he's like a guy? Fucking
like he works in something related to the court system because he has like a little like you know like briefcase bag thing, and he's always like
it's giving me like PTSD. And you know what it reminds me of is like I actually no joke used to like because there'd be different periods at lunch, and like there was a couple.
Were you, were you a bathroom at lunch kid?
I was because it's not because I got bullied. It's because. I sometimes got, there were a couple years where I got stuck in periods where my friends weren't in those periods. So I was too scared to go to lunch and be like, and find us somewhere to sit because there wasn't anywhere for me to sit because all my friends were at different lunch periods.
Dude, that's how I became an honorary black dude in my high school was because part of it was because of lunch.
Honorary black guy.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know. I'm not sure that that's a thing.
I mean, it is because I am one. You're looking at one. No. So, starting in 11, cause like all my friends were like at least 1 year older than me. And so in 11th grade, I didn't have any friends at my lunch period. And so I like sat like by myself, like in this like weird corner table. But then that's also where like a bunch of like other loner kids were sitting. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of like, it was mainly like black kids and it was a lot of like nerdy dudes.
Yeah.
And so then it kind of became this like blurred table, but then like me.
Did you just say blurred?
Yeah.
As in like black nerds?
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a phrase.
Oh, I've never heard of it before. I like it a lot.
Actually. Yeah, it's great. You should say it all the time.
No, I'm pretty sure I shouldn't.
But no, but so like I started sitting at this like lunch table and it was great. And like I became really good friends, like lunch friends with all these like people who I would have never like been friends with before.
You see them outside of the lunch and you're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, whoa, dude.
They're like, listen, we're not eating. We are tater tot friends. No.
And you pull out an apple, but I have an apple.
But I'm eating.
Okay. I guess, you know, say what you got to say.
I got some Sun Chips. We can be friends. No, but so I sat at this table for like that whole rest of like 11th grade or whatever. And it was like, great. And then when 12th grade came, like, I just instinctually like sat like in that section still with like a couple of the people who I had sat with before. But then there were like more people that weren't just like weird, like loners sitting there. And so I basically was like sitting at like the black kid table, like one of like the table that was like all black kids.
Yeah.
Again, Western Maryland, mid-2000s. That's just how it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there was a very big like socioeconomic divide at lunch in public school.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but I just didn't have any other friends. And plus I was like selling weed at this time. So I was like, it was a whole thing. But like, I just like, I hung out with like the black kids at lunch. And then through that, like, I like became like school friends more so with like the black dudes than like any of like the other like subsets of people at my school, because I was like really ostracized from like the cool kids and the jocks and their mainstream like popular kids because yeah. I wore really tight pants and I had like the stupid like fucking swoopy bang haircut and I wore like size small band shirts. So everyone would just like call me homophobic slurs the whole time. But then like
yeah.
The black dudes didn't give a fuck because we just like talked about smoking weed and like, you know what I mean? They're like way more chill because they also were like getting bullied by like the rich white kids.
Right.
And then there was a race fight at my school that happened.
Damn.
And I wasn't a part of it, but I walked past it. And when I walked,
and you had to make a choice.
Yes. And I chose the black guys. And then they said that was cool. And they accepted my choice and that I was a black guy now.
Nice.
Yeah. It was great.
And they let you say it.
Yeah. I did have friends who let me say it.
Oh God.
And looking back on it, it was like super cringy and I shouldn't have been doing that.
Right.
But I thought it was so cool that I was allowed to say it.
Oh man.
But I was definitely that kid.
There was definitely a point where I was like trying to find, you know, you're trying to find an identity growing up, right? But then you pretty much,
you had an identity. You were born into an identity. You could have just been the Asian guy at the Western Maryland High School. Boom, you're done.
No, what I mean is like of the categories, right? You have the goths. If we're doing the Mean Girls thing,
Asians. You have it.
But I wasn't accepted into them because those were like the Chinese or Japanese. And I'm like, not that. Yeah. So, you know, and like,
not Asian enough for the Asian kids.
No, I'm serious. There was an Asian group and they were always like super stylish and really cool looking.
Oh, you like J-pop kids?
Yeah, they were way before all that.
Why didn't you lie and just hang out with the Hispanic kids? Because you look Hispanic.
Because I don't know Spanish. I would have got real quick.
You get clocked immediately.
Undercover fucking...
undercover essay? I knew that's what you were going to say. Yeah. You fucking racist.
When was that point where like you found that identity and you kind of stuck? Because like we've gone through our little changes, but there was definitely a point where like you kind of like I was like in the rock kid group, you know, the emo kid group. Seventh grade for you?
Yeah.
Oh man, it took me, I was 10th grade.
Well, because like before that
I was like trying to figure it out.
Before that it was just like generic like white trash adjacent, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I was really into like the music I listened to was like Tony Hawk music or like Blink-182, burn CD, you know what I mean? Like that kind of shit.
Oh, but
it was like seventh grade when I like started to be able to, you know, where it would be like time to get like school clothes and my mom would like let me pick out like three t-shirts, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then that seventh grade was like the time when like I was doing the mall rat thing, but then would like go to Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And then like, and like listen to like all those scene bands and then like got like my first like really bad like scene haircut.
Did you get so was your beginning kind of like the variety CD where that has like Alexis on Fire, mm-hmm, Cohen 100%. And Cambria, yep, all that shit? Yeah, dude, yeah, we kind of had similar finding
like,
ourselves.
It was all that like,
which makes
like,
sense because I'm older than you.
Yeah,
so,
you're older than me.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was like around the same time. We were just different ages, like getting like the sampler CDs at like the Warped Tour sampler CDs huge.
Oh yeah.
And the, like the CDs out of the back of like AP magazine.
Yeah.
Like I used to buy AP and Thrasher like every month or week whenever they came out.
Yeah.
But my parents would not let me get, dude, this is how much of a shithead I was. Like I was so annoying. Like, cause I would read Thrasher and I would read like AP.
Yeah.
Alternative Press, for those who don't know. Alternative Press was like the scene kid magazine back in the day.
Yeah, I never went.
And Thrasher is, I think Thrasher's probably still around. The skateboarding magazine.
Yeah.
And
Thrasher's
so
definitely around.
Like back when there were like fucking bookstores and like magazine stores in the mall, and I would just get dropped off at the mall for hours at a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all my friends would too. Like every month or whatever, I would buy like the new AP and the new Thrasher and like bring it to school and like read it at school and shit. But you know, it was one of those things where it was like $8 a month.
Did you cut shit out of your magazines and post it on your wall and shit?
Eventually I did. Yeah. But it was like, it was like $8 or $9 if you wanted to get the like subscription sent to your house, or it was like $12 or $14.
Whoa,
bucks if
you're
you, like,
too young to have the subscription based models.
But that's the thing, is it was like way cheaper to get it like sent to the house than it was like to buy it at the bookstore.
Yeah.
But my parents like wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But then I would always make these arguments as to like I'm wasting your money by buying these magazines at the store and not just having them
sent
to the
house.
Dude,
you were a salesman.
No, I was just cheap.
Yeah, but you were kind of being a salesman.
I was like, kind of being a salesman.
You can get the subscription model and then like, look how much you save. Like you should be a salesman.
No, I shouldn't. But, no dude, like it was seventh grade when I started identifying with that shit. And I was like, I mean, I was one of like five kids. Like that was when I started wearing like size zero, like tilt jeans and shit.
Yeah.
And that was like the beginning of me just being like mercilessly like bullied.
Yeah.
For like how I dressed and stuff. Yeah. But then that's also why I started hanging out with like way older. Like I started hanging out with like high school and college age kids when I was in like, yeah, the end of seventh grade.
Yeah.
Is when I started like hanging out with everybody. But
yeah.
What was it? Yeah, because it was the summer between 7th and 8th grade was the first time I went to Warped Tour and burnt CDs, baby. So I went to Warped Tour with one person that I knew and a bunch of people I did not know who were like in high school. And we went and saw like all these fucking bands. You know, I mean, we're talking like this was like
Motion City Soundtrack, yeah, like Newfound like, Glory.
Like from first to last was playing like the Ernie Ball small yeah. stage and shit. Like Boys Under Night Oath. Out, Under yeah. Oath, like all those bands, right? Armor for Sleep and fucking like Atreyu and shit. I actually had a signed Atreyu shirt, an interpunk.com signed Atreyu shirt.
Interpunk's still around. You could type that in to the URL and it'll pop up.
I sold it in college for $75. That signed shirt.
Oh, I was like,
I sold Interpunk. I bought that domain in eighth grade. No, but I like, after we went to that Warped Tour, like I was just blown away by like all these bands I like hadn't heard of before.
Yeah.
And my friend's cousin who drove us, like, I remember like thinking she was so cool. And I like added her on AIM.
Yeah.
And was like, can you make me a mix CD of like the bands that we were listening to in your car and like the bands that we saw?
Yeah.
And she made me like three mix CDs and like gave them to me. Like I met her, like I was like in middle school and like met her outside of the high school and like she gave me these CDs and it was like, it was literally, I felt like fucking King Arthur taking Excalibur out of the stone.
This is kind of a back in my day moment, but like, it is kind of like, what are the kids now? What's the equivalent of that?
Spotify link.
A Spotify link.
I think you're just getting sent like a Spotify playlist.
I guess so. Yeah. That's like, kind of, that's sad, right? Because they don't get that whole like that, you know, cause you actually got to see the crush that you had.
Dog.
You know?
I used to, that was the move back in the day in like high school and shit. Oh yeah.
Making mix CDs. Dude,
making mix CDs and mix tapes and like mailing them to people.
I love having like, especially the ones like don't have like, they don't have like a theme to them. So you have like such random shit on there.
You know? Well, cause you would make a mix CD, either one that had a theme, right? So it's like, I have a crush on you, or this is like our weed smoking, or this is our like, you know, video game night, or this is
hot box number three.
Yeah, exactly. And it would be specific to that kind of stuff. Or it would be the, like, you would get the ones where it's like, I just want to show my homies cool music.
Yeah.
And because that's what we, before Carlo and I made Chug Life, that's just like what all of us would do.
That's like actually where I got a lot of my music from.
Well, that's why we made that blog. We
made Media Fire and shit.
Yeah, we made Chug Life because it was way easier than like sending all of our friends all of these fucking like Media Fire links individually and like all these mix CDs, because like that was like the heyday of, you could just Google search like band zip file and then you could find everything on there. And then also like LimeWire and SoulSeek. Pirate Bay wasn't really a thing at that point that like everyone was using, but you could find like any band, like you could just find their files online. And that's just like what me and Carlo would just literally just do that all day. Like my hobby was downloading music.
Yeah. The amount of viruses on my dad's computer from that shit.
Not from our shit. My shit was clean, baby.
It actually was. But you know how like when you would search like Pirate Bay, you do the Pirate Bay thing and they would catch it, and then you'd have to find like an alternative way to find whatever it was.
I do, but I feel like, again, this is an age difference thing. People your age were the ones who were like exploding computers from going on like Kazaa or LimeWire and downloading real big boobies for real.
Yeah. You would download something and it would end up being Bill Clinton being like, I did not have sex with that. You know?
Yeah.
It would always be that for some weird reason.
But by the time like I was in high school and was like really just like on 4chan and was just downloading music all fucking day, like, you kind of knew what to look out for. And like the stuff that we were downloading was like so niche and so specific.
Yeah.
That it was like, no one's going to be hiding a fucking a Trojan horse in a copy of Rain's Il Neopod the Orchestra. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, no, yeah.
Like no one's doing right. Russian screamo from the 90s and then putting no, in like right. viruses.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to download like, you know, something fucking like super popular, like a Metallica record or like fucking Black Sabbath, that's when you would get the fucking viruses and shit. Not the cool stuff that we were doing.
Right.
Did you ever download music videos back then?
No, I wasn't really a music video download guy.
I had so many. That was really what would like fuck up the computers, is because like I would download albums and I would like stream share or whatever, like all these albums. And I would be like, I would like get home from high school, get on my fucking laptop, because I had to. I was given a laptop because I just used the house computer too much, you know?
Yeah.
And so I had this like shitty laptop, and I would just go home and turn it on and just like just scour the internet. Like I would like let's say I liked a band, you know, like Kid Krash.
Yeah.
And then I would look and see who their top eight were on MySpace.
Oh my God.
And then I would, find all those bands on Last.fm. And so I could get track listings for their albums and their tracks. And then I would look for that shit.
So this is after Pure Volume.
I know, I was never a Pure Volume guy.
Okay. There we go.
And then I would fucking go on like Soulseek and LimeWire and look for that shit. And if it wasn't there, then I would search, like, you know, like Kid Krash, Jokes, Mediafire, or Rapid Share, or just .zip. And then it would always come up, and then I would just be downloading that shit while uploading other shit back onto Mediafire on my own links. And then again, that was when we started the blog, was because instead of just like, you know, me, Carlo, and then like a couple other people just constantly throwing links at each other through like AIM and like MySpace Messenger, just being like, let's just,
it just becomes your whole world.
It was my entire world. Like we would, I would stay up like all night on weekends and like watch like, you know, golden era, dude.
Somebody needs to make a documentary about this.
We didn't realize how good we had it, man. Just,
yeah.
Like, 2008, 2009, 2007 through 2009, like being in high school, like on the internet.
Yeah.
And like you would go to Blockbuster and rent fucking PlayStation 2 games, right? And you would go to your buddy's house and you'd have your fucking laptop and you would just download shit off fucking Soulseek and LimeWire.
Yeah.
And like stay up all night watching like Adult Swim when like Boondocks were having new, like when that shit was first coming out, and like Boondocks and like Perfect Hair Forever, right? Or you'd catch it on like the anime night and just get really stoned and watch it.
We are totally doing the whole back of my day thing right now.
I was trying to explain fucking Smoke Rides to someone the other day and they could not fathom it.
Yeah,
because I was like, yeah, dude, gas used to be really cheap, and the only way you could get away from your parents was just being in the car.
Like, you just risk going to jail every night.
Every night.
You know what I mean?
But people like didn't believe me when I was like, no, like for real, I would smoke weed in cars for like 3 to 5 hours a day.
They were called cut rides.
You would go on a cut, you would go on a smoke ride, and you would just get in the car after high school, and you would immediately go back to these farm roads and just smoke a shit ton of weed and listen to fucking mix CDs.
And that was the funnest time ever.
It was the best time of my life.
And it's how you got to like, kind of like, I don't know, be one with nature is the word, but like sometimes you roll the window down, you hear like the,
it's
like
just you
nature
and your fucking crew, you know, or like, God, if you're trying to bang somebody, you bring them along and then you got to see how, or you would go with them and their crew who were doing it and be like, oh, I don't know if I can listen to all this. You guys listen to weird stuff.
You know what I mean? Screaming shit.
Yeah, and then like you would end up at like some fucking park or like High Rock or something. Yeah. And like, or you would like go to fucking Sheetz, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Sheetz was a good one.
Because that was
the
fucking move, dude.
You
like,
get
weekends,
high, you go into Sheetz, and you kind of like don't try. Your job was to not look at anyone.
dude.
And then everyone knew
another
you
back
were
in the day
shit.
Thing. You could live like a king on $10 back
oh,
then.
Oh yeah, dude.
Fucking cigarettes were cheap as shit, but also it's like you could get a $10 fucking bill, break it, give like each person chipped in like $2 or $3 to whoever was driving the car, and that gave you gas for a long time. And you would just drive around, and everybody Hell had like yeah, dime dude. Bags of fucking really shitty weed.
Oh god.
And you'd
the
smoke
worst.
All these fucking dirty ass bowls, and then you'd end up back at Sheets, but you had like $5 or $6, so you could get like a vitamin water, you could get like a drink and a snack yeah. and like a chip for like $5.
Yeah.
And then you go back to someone's house and it'd be like, oh yeah, like, you know, my dad just rented all the Halloween movies, you know? And so then you just fucking eat like fucking oven pizzas. And,
yeah. Sit on a stained ass couch.
Yeah, dude. All right.
That was the most.
Yeah, that was nostalgic. We're going to get more nostalgic on Patreon. Go subscribe. Bye.
Bye.